79 degrees. It's 1240. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Our technical director is Jason Crofton. He is the man responsible for some great surf music on Fridays these days. I appreciate that very much. So thank you, Jason. Also joining us now is Les Schulte. Les was here just a little while ago. We were talking about this, the final fundraising campaign of WILL's fiscal year, and we're kind of down to the final days of that fiscal year.
Getting down to the final days. Our fiscal year is going to end on June the 30th. What's that, a week and a couple of days away? So by that time, the money that we have in the bank is going to be the money that we're going to have to spend on programs and services for our listeners next year, which starts July the 1st. And that's why we're asking you to just do your part. Just do your part. No more, but no less than how you use these services and the value that you put on them. And make this call, 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org. You can put your contribution on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Now, you might be asking, Craig, by people I'm sure are asking,
yes,
how much should I make? What should I give? How much should I contribute?
All right, throw out a number.
Well, let me tell you, we are $30 away from going over the $8,000 mark.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's pretty close.
That's just for today. Yeah.
That's just for today. Our goal is $10,000 for the day, a minimum of $10,000. So if somebody could make a $40 contribution, that would put us over the mark. If you would make a $60 contribution, you'd put us well over the mark. If you make a $120 contribution, now we're well into the $8,000 range. You can see how this works. One contribution at a time. Your contribution right now is important. 217-244-9455.
Or online at willpledge.org.
Hi, this is Don Gagne. I work for NPR News. I cover politics. I have been working for public radio, starting at a member station, for 25 years now. And it has been quite a run, and it has been just a fabulous place to work. It's the kind of place that allows me to find stories, to tell stories, to share what I have learned, what I have seen out and about covering politics, talking to people around the country in ways that I simply couldn't do anywhere else. As a dedicated WILL listener, you know that. There's a reason you tune into this station. You also know that we couldn't do it without your support. So I would love you to call 217-244-9455 and make a contribution now. Or you can do it online. This is the best part. Go to willpledge.org. W-I-L-L, willpledge.org. And thanks for your support.
And thanks to Don Gagne for that message. You know, Don and other reporters at National Public Radio provide you with a great view and perspective, great information and analysis on the issues and ideas that affect us nationally and across the globe. We receive great international news and information from the BBC. And then, of course, Illinois Public Media sets out to provide stories that cover East Central Illinois, Western Indiana. But really, we cover the two-state region because we know that things that are happening in Chicago or Indianapolis or the metro east of St. Louis matter to you as well as things that are happening in Danville or Decatur or Bloomington or Champaign-Urbana. We try and cover all of that. We try and provide you with in-depth news and thoughtful analysis no matter where it happens. And so we thought it might be a valuable use of the time this afternoon here on the Afternoon Magazine to give you sort of a taste of some of the stories we've been covering just this past spring, give you a little bit of a sense of some of the in-depth issues and ideas that, and in particular, some of the voices that you have heard from Illinois Public Media just in the last few months.
Today we're going to try something that maybe some of you have had, but maybe some of you haven't. I'm going to show you what it is, and I'm going to tell you its name. We are going to have something called a red plum, okay?
I think both public disclosure of what goes in the ground and testing to assure that the wells are not going to leak will help to provide some public comfort.
The emissions are lower. There's a 25% better fuel economy. They're much quieter. we have a hard time promoting mass transit and public transportation as a sustainable and energy-saving option if we don't do it ourselves.
The primary officer pushed the complainant on his neck and then out of the back of the squad car without first directing or requesting that the complainant exit the car voluntarily. No exigent circumstances were present that either necessitated or justified the complainant's removal from the back of the squad car in the forcible manner in which it was accomplished.
It might mean something for that family for a while. It might address their concerns in their immediate future, but it does not address the concerns and the lack of trust that the entire community, especially the Black community, feels when these type of things take place.
We, in concert with the administration, determined that business as usual with respect to investigating this kind of an arrest was unacceptable, and we did not accept it.
I truly believe that additional housing needs to be in place before we can start knocking down buildings.
If I lose this, I have nowhere else.
I'm here to tell you, any reduction in local revenues, any non-efforts in trying to help us combat the rising pension obligations, and we're to the point we're going to have to start cutting services.
There's clearly a need to have good communication. It should also say appropriate communication, so that it's clearly understood that conversations are going on and that they're open and transparent to anyone who cares to be aware of what those conversations are.
I think it's up to you. You graduates of the class of 2012, you have to lead the way, not only in the field that you might have chosen, but also I'd like you to think about public service, including elective office, because we need your help.
What makes it most important now is our daughter having equality for her sake, for our future, for her future. What do you always tell everybody? Love is love, right? And there's just no stopping that.
Some highlights from stories you may have heard on WILL AM 580 just this spring. Among the stories you heard clips from our health and wellness series, a coverage of fracking in Illinois, efforts to develop and promote greener public transportation, the results of the investigation into last June's controversial dash cam video arrest, our joint Illinois Public Media and CU Citizen Access three-part series on public housing in Danville, concerns over pensions and the economy, communication needs at the University of Illinois between leadership and faculty, Cokie Roberts' commencement address, and same-sex marriage. All of that, that's just a brief sampling, honestly, of the stories, the ideas, the issues, and the voices that we have covered on AM 580 just in the last few months. Imagine what we could do with your help in the coming year. Your financial support today, right now, will help to pay for next year's news coverage, for next year's stories and voices. Man, the stories we could tell with the great financial support at 217-244-9455.
That's why it's important right now. And think about what's going to be happening next year. There's going to be an election. There's
yes,
going to be a big election that needs to be covered. And, you know, there's going to be lots of stories. We don't even know what they are yet, but they're going to be important to you. If you've ever heard anything on WILL this past year where you said, I didn't know that, or I never thought of it that way, this is an important community resource for you. Now we're asking for your support. 217-244-9455.
One quick example of that, we're anticipating a decision from the Supreme Court in the next week or so on some aspects of the Affordable Care Act, and we'll be paying a lot of attention to what that means for our region, for East Central Illinois. What impact will this Supreme Court decision have on us? What impact will it have on healthcare in general in America? We'll be exploring all of that, and you'll be hearing a lot about that in the coming weeks.
Yeah. And is this service worth a dollar a day? Maybe you can make a dollar a day contribution to WILL right now at $365. Maybe something more, maybe something less. You decide, but make that call and make that contribution right now at 217-244-9455. WillPledge.org. Put it on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Les Schulte, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. And we will count on and hope for your support in the coming days, weeks, months, and years to WILL. Once again, that phone number to call to make a contribution is 217-244-9455. Thanks.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of June, 2012. It was on this date in 1944, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the GI Bill into law. It offered small business or home loans at low interest to returning veterans and with no down payment requirement. It also offered to pay for college for veterans who wanted to go. At the time, nobody really thought that soldiers would take advantage of that. Only 10% of Americans had gone to college before the war, and the congressional committee who drafted the bill thought that that would still be true. But in the first year after the war, about 1 million returning soldiers applied for the money that the GI Bill offered them. During the run of the GI Bill, nearly 8 million veterans made use of the education opportunity. It's the birthday of the screenwriter and director Billy Wilder, born in Susa, Austria, 1906. Came to this country in the 1930s. He dated American women to improve his English, got a job writing scripts for Fox, worked his way up the ladder, ended up producing and directing films such as Double Indemnity, The 7-Year Itch, Some Like It Hot, and The Apartment. Billy Wilder, who said, "An actor entering through the door, you've got nothing, but if he enters through the window, you've got a situation." It's the birthday of one of the only African-American women to get into the field of science fiction, Octavia Butler, born Pasadena, 1947, author of the novel Kindred, the story of a woman from 1976 who travels back in time to a plantation where she has to work as a slave alongside her ancestors. It's the birthday of the novelist Dan Brown, born Exeter, New Hampshire, 1964. His father was a math teacher at Phillips Exeter Academy. His first novel, Digital Fortress, came out in 1998, about cryptographers. Went on to write Angels and Demons and Deception Point. None of the novels sold very well, but he went back to his protagonist of Angels and Demons, Robert Langdon, and wrote a new book about secret messages in Da Vinci's The Last Supper. It got a great review in the New York Times, and The Da Vinci Code in 2003 sold a ton of books. His next Robert Langdon book, The Lost Symbol, came out in 2009, and he says he's got at least ideas for a dozen new ones. And it was on this date in 1633, the Vatican ruled that Galileo was vehemently suspect of heresy for supporting Copernicus's theory that the sun and not the earth was the center